attribute the following version to Norman St. John Stevens, now Lord St. John, a British Member of Parliament and prominent Roman Catholic layman. He in turn got it from Maurice Baring, 1874 to 1945, a noted Roman Catholic convert and close associate of those Catholic stalwarts, G.K. Chesterton and Hilaire Belloc. He cast it in the form of a hypothetical dialogue between two doctors.
About the terminating of pregnancy, I want your opinion. The father was syphilitic, the mother tuberculous. Of the four children born, the first was blind, the second died, the third was deaf and dumb, the fourth was also tuberculous. What would you have done?
I would have terminated the pregnancy.
Then you would have murdered Beethoven.
The internet is riddled with so-called pro-life websites that repeat this ridiculous story and incidentally change factual premises with wanton abandon. Here's another version.
If you knew a woman who was pregnant, who had eight kids already, three of whom were deaf, two who were blind, one mentally retarded, all because she had syphilis, would you recommend that she have an abortion? Then you would have killed Beethoven.
This rendering of the legend demotes the great composer from fifth to ninth in the birth order, raises the number born deaf to three and the number born blind to two, and gives syphilis to the mother instead of the father. Most of the 43 websites I found when searching for versions of the story attribute it not to Maurice Baring but to a certain Professor L. R. Agnew at UCLA Medical School, who is said to have put the dilemma to his students and to have told them, "Congratulations, you have just murdered Beethoven." We might charitably give L. R. Agnew the benefit of doubting his existence. It is amazing how these urban legends sprout. I cannot discover whether it was Baring who originated the legend or whether it was invented earlier.
For invented, it certainly was. It is completely false. The truth is that Ludwig van Beethoven was neither the ninth child nor the fifth child of his parents. He was the eldest, strictly the number two, but his elder sibling died in infancy, as was common in those days, and was not, so far as is known, blind or deaf or dumb or mentally retarded. There is no evidence that either of his parents had syphilis, although it is true that his mother eventually died of tuberculosis. There was a lot of it about at the time. This is, in fact, a fully fledged urban legend, a fabrication, deliberately disseminated by people with a vested interest in spreading it. But the fact that it is a lie is, in any case, completely beside the point. Even if it were not a lie, the argument derived from it is a very bad argument indeed. Peter and Jean Medawar had no need to doubt the truth of the story in order to point out the fallacy of the argument.
The reasoning behind this odious little argument is breathtakingly fallacious, for unless it is being suggested that there is some causal connection between having a tubercular mother and a syphilitic father and giving birth to a musical genius, the world is no more likely to be deprived of a Beethoven by abortion than by chaste abstinence from intercourse.
The Medawar's laconically scornful dismissal is unanswerable. To borrow the plot of one of Roald Dahl's dark short stories, an equally fortuitous decision not to have an abortion in 1888 gave us Adolf Hitler. But you do need a modicum of intelligence, or perhaps freedom from a certain kind of religious upbringing, to get the point. Of the 43 pro-life websites quoting a version of the Beethoven legend which a Google search turned up on the day of writing, not a single one spotted the illogic in the argument. Every one of them, they were all religious sites, by the way, fell for the fallacy hook, line and sinker. One of them even acknowledged Medawar, spelt Medavar, as the source. So eager were these people to believe a fallacy congenial to their faith, they didn't even notice that the Medawars had quoted the argument solely in order to blow it out of the water. As the Medawars were entirely right to point out, the logical conclusion to the human potential argument is that we potentially deprive a human soul of the gift of existence every time we fail to seize any opportunity for sexual intercourse. Every refusal of any offer of copulation by a fertile individual is, by this dopey pro-life logic, tantamount to the murder of a potential child. Even resisting rape could be represented as murdering a potential baby. And by the way, there are plenty of pro-life campaigners who would deny abortion even to women who've been brutally raped. The Beethoven argument is, we can clearly see, Very bad logic indeed. Its surreal idiocy is best summed up in that splendid song, Every Sperm is Sacred.